This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Not that long ago, from, I'd say, the 1970s through the early 2000s, vegetable gardening was mainly for people with farms or suburban gardeners who grew more flowers than veggies. It's changed dramatically in the last decade. Along with patio gardens and rooftop gardens, there is again a renewed interest in victory gardens. As we deal with a global pandemic, folks have had questions about victory gardens. As World War II began, the United States government appealed to its citizens to plant gardens. In 1943, over 20 million victory gardens were planted, and the harvest accounted for nearly one-third of the vegetables consumed that year. An emphasis was put on making gardening a fun family or community effort, not drudgery. While there has been a resurgence of gardening as we understand the impact on our climate with the energy use it takes to process, package, and transport our food, in March of 2020, we have another reason to consider victory gardens. As many are staying in place, the victory garden becomes the place we can get out and connect in a way that certainly brings us food, but also solace and beauty while we maintain physical distancing. Plant the food you'll eat, the flowers that brighten a cloudy day and bring pollinators to your yard, the trees and shrubs that remind you we still have a beautiful planet. We can still get out there and enjoy the sun on our face, the light rain our soil soaks up, and look forward to a harvest, a flower, a butterfly. Check out gardenby.com for more information and send me your comments and questions. I'd love to hear from you. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.